T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SCAN Health Plan is one of the nation's largest not-for-profit Medicare Advantage plans, serving more than 215,000 members in California. SCAN has announced that they will allocate more than $5.1 million in emergency funding to support COVID-19 relief for seniors. And joining me now is Eve Gelb with SCAN Health Plan. So thank you very much for joining me today, Eve. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Stephen, for having me on.
Okay, now, first of all, for those that aren't familiar with SCAN, tell us about SCAN.
SCAN Health Plan has been around for over 40 years. We are a not-for-profit Medicare Advantage health plan, which means that people who qualify for Medicare, seniors, and other folks with disabilities can get their health services through us. We serve about 14 counties in California, and we also operate what's called Independence at Home, which is a community agency that helps seniors in the communities we serve.
Okay, now during the COVID-19 pandemic, why are seniors especially at risk of loneliness and mental health issues under the current stay-at-home orders? What's affecting them most?
Well, so seniors are particularly vulnerable to respiratory infections in general. So most of the stay-at-home orders have said that if you are over 65 years of age, you should isolate yourself from others to protect yourself from a respiratory illness like COVID. And so, you know, seniors who normally engage with family members and friends in social gatherings have been asked to stay at home and not engage in those social activities, which makes it really hard and puts them at particular risk for isolation. And also, many younger folks have access to a lot of technology that eases the burden of being physically isolated. And many seniors also have access to that technology and are either really familiar with it or learning. But there are some seniors for whom the technology is a challenge, so they feel even more isolated because they don't have those tools available for them.
You know, how can seniors care for their own mental health issues or just their own mental health in general? And how do they know when they need to actually reach out for help?
So there are things that help with your mental health that are easy to do. Physical activity is actually the number one thing that you can do to support your mental health. It seems odd, but going for a walk, even if it's in your apartment complex, your senior building, or if you can get out around your neighborhood, physical activity is really great because it gets, you know, blood pumping and air moving through your body, and has been proven to improve depression and anxiety. People can also do physical activity if they do have access to technology on YouTube and Facebook and various other places. There are lots of simple workouts for seniors that they can do. In addition to physical activity, just meditation and mindfulness, so sitting in a calm place, doing deep breathing, listening to music, reading a book, a soothing book, all of those things can really help with your mental health. If people are feeling nervous or anxious and just not feeling to be themselves, that's the time that they should reach out for help. Most people know their own bodies, they know their own feelings and when something is unusual, and there are lots of resources available. My favorite resource is called the Friendship Line. It's a toll-free phone number that folks can reach out to. It's particularly focused on seniors and supports seniors with their mental well-being.
You know, why is it challenging for seniors to adjust their routines and give up their daily responsibilities like grocery shopping or even volunteering at their place of worship? Why is that so difficult for them?
Well, so if you think about seniors, they've, you know, contributed an awful lot to our world as they've aged, they've worked, and they've already adjusted to being retired or, you know, having a second or third career after their primary career or after raising children. And their options become more limited as their mobility and other things become more limited. So if I was volunteering at my church or at a local community agency or with children at a school, now my options are even more limited, and people become more insular as we age and as the our independence becomes threatened and our ability to be more in our community becomes threatened. I'm sure many people today who are not seniors, who are not able to go to their normal places of work or their normal social interactions, are feeling isolated. And if you could just imagine for a senior, it's amplified because their options are even more limited. So they might go for days without actually speaking to another person. Many seniors live alone. Their loved ones have passed on or they've moved to communities that are better able to meet their needs. And so they just don't have the interaction that other people have on a normal day.
Now, SCAN also announced that they are allocating more than $5 million to help seniors affected by COVID-19. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so SCAN serves over 200,000 seniors. And as COVID began to take hold of our communities, we realized that many folks don't have access to basic necessities like food. We take it for granted that we can just go to the grocery store, even though right now you might have to wait in line to go to the grocery store. And even though grocery stores have early hours for seniors, it's hard for people with mobility to stand and wait, with mobility issues, to stand and wait in line. It's hard if you needed to take public transport to go to the grocery store. So we've been really focusing on the needs that seniors have, like food, help with transportation, help with basic necessities. You know, if you do go out, you need a mask. Not all seniors have a mask. So our board of directors authorized us to spend additional resources on the members that we serve, providing them with additional benefits like food and toiletry supplies and things like that that we would be able to find. And then also, as I mentioned, SCAN has a community agency called Independence at Home. And we work with lots of small community-based organizations like home-delivered meals organizations, organizations that provide senior services, senior education, fitness classes, transportation. So we've been making grants to those organizations who need just basic operating funds. Many of the cities who are experiencing budget cuts themselves because of COVID have cut the support that they provide to those kinds of organizations. So in addition to additional benefits for our members, we've been providing support to community agencies that really are the safety net for our seniors who are most vulnerable. So that's what we've been focusing on.
Also, what about the copays for urgent and primary care visits related to COVID-19?
Yes. So we have, for most of SCAN's benefits, our plan is incredibly affordable and folks don't have to pay copays for a lot of their services. But where there are copays associated with any COVID-19 activities, we've eliminated the copays of office visits, things like that. Most testing is already free. So if there were a copay, we supported, you know, the elimination of things like that. And then, you know, really for seniors, medication is a huge expense. So we've been working with our seniors to get them as much support as we can around their medication, get them, you know, emergency supplies when their medication runs out, and really trying to help them with their copays associated with that.
Okay, now if someone is, you know, feeling lonely in there, of course, inside due to the stay-at-home orders, what are some of the best practices for designing, implementing, and sticking to an at-home daily schedule or routine for older adults and caregivers alike?
So the word you mentioned, routine, is really good. Many of us who you know, have started working from home also had to realize that it's important to actually get up and get dressed every day instead of stay in our pajamas all day. You know, just greeting the day, setting a routine, you know, making sure that you eat the meals that you need to eat for nutrition and sustenance. Having a sense of normalcy is very important. And including things like outreaching to friends and family via phone calls is important. So, you know, we really recommend that people set a normal time that they wake up, set activities that will remind them that they are part of a community, part of the world, so that they engage with others. So you can make a calendar to call old friends that you haven't had a chance to speak to in a while. Really give yourself something to do every day, whether it be a mindfulness activity, an exercise, but create something to look forward to every day is super important.
And how can community members support their older neighbors?
You know, that's the really great thing about what's going on right now. I think it's a silver lining where people really recognize that their neighbors are in need, and there's a huge outpouring of compassion for seniors and for neighbors and their community. Folks can certainly do outreach calls to their loved ones and to their neighbors or people who they don't actually know. There are lots of volunteer organizations where people can become what's called a friendly caller, where they'll be associated with a senior and can do a regular ongoing phone calls to connect to somebody. There are also lots of communities, for example, where older neighbors might have a check-in system. They could develop a code, for example. You could put a green piece of paper in your window so people walk by know you're okay. You could put a yellow piece of paper in your window, and that might tell somebody that you have an errand that you would like them to help you with. Or a red piece of paper in your window if you need help. So there are lots of ways to communicate, even though we might not be able to communicate face-to-face. Folks can volunteer to go grocery shopping, deliver a meal to their neighbors, maybe offer to take out their trash for them or mow their lawn. There are lots of simple ways. Even just waving through the window to a senior will really brighten their day.
And how is SCAN actually helping employees that are most impacted by this current circumstances?
So for our employee population, what we were able to do was to get almost everybody to be able to work from home. So our technology folks and our human resources really pulled together to help people set up workstations in their own homes so that they could continue to do the work that we do to help our seniors every day safely from home. It's been an amazing experience, and without missing a beat, our team, our entire, you know, member services team, our nurses, our social workers, we're all able to work from home and support our seniors. The one thing we miss is the face-to-face interaction because we love seeing our seniors. So we've had to hold off a little bit, well, almost entirely on that. But without missing a beat, we've been able to do that. And then SCAN has just been incredibly supportive of our staff. So, you know, some folks, their jobs have changed where now instead of going to visit doctor's offices, they're doing outreach to our members, doing phone calls so that they can stay busy doing something productive as our work and our tasks change.
And are there any phone numbers that people can contact for more information?
Yes, Stephen. In fact, there's an amazing resource that is available in every community. It's called 211, and it is a social support line for all sorts of social services. It's tailored to the local community. It's available 24/7, and it is the best local resource for anybody who has questions or needs. And then there is the Friendship Line, which is a behavioral health support for older adults. It is toll-free, and the number is 1-800-971-0016. Those are both really great resources for folks during this time.
Okay, give that number once again.
So the Friendship Line is 1-800-971-0016.
Okay, Eve Gelb with Scan Health Plan, which serves 250,000 members in California, including the Inland Empire. We've been talking about how they've expanded some of their services and continue to support COVID-19 relief for seniors. So thanks once again for joining me today, Eve. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen, and I hope your listeners are staying safe and staying connected.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.